Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin with Eric Bushman. Higher gasoline prices won't keep Texans from hitting the road for the first travel weekend of the summer. AAA Texas says more people will leave home to travel at least 50 miles starting a week from Thursday through the following Monday, May 25th. That number is actually higher than last year. It's more than 6% higher than 2019. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Daniel Armbruster from AAA Texas in the KRLD Zoom Room. Daniel, thank you so much.
Hey, great to be here, guys.
Well, you know, this doesn't seem to make any sense, really. More people are traveling compared to last year, even with the cost of gasoline.
So when you look at the number of people driving, it actually dropped year over year by 0.1%, a small decrease. Now, remember, this is 50 miles or more. So some people may not go 400 or 500 mile road trip this year. You might see people just going to the lake or going to visit relatives or something. Our forecast looks at 50 miles or more. So yeah, based on that, you do see a slight overall increase in the total travel volume because you see that increase in people flying. But yeah, so slightly higher than last year, technically a record if the number holds, and historically the forecast has been very accurate.
As I look at the different breakdowns, both in the state and then also nationally, there is not a lot of fluctuation between air travel and traveling by vehicle, but it seems like there is a pretty significant increase in people using other ways to travel, whether it's by boat or by, you know, light rail, something like that, by train. Is that normal to see that big of an increase?
So a lot of that increase, Eric, is actually in cruising. The last two or three years, cruising has continued to see a pretty dramatic increase. And this year is expected to be a record year across the United States when it comes to cruising. So that's why you see the other category, as we call it, boat, train, or bus. You do see an increase year over year of 4.5% and an 11% increase over 2019, which of course was pre-COVID numbers.
Interesting how cruising can still be considered a popular way to go, especially with all the news stories that we've seen lately. I know you don't track this necessarily, but do you imagine that there are cancellations going on because of the cruise to the hantavirus world or norovirus?
We're not seeing that. In fact, I myself am taking an Alaskan cruise over Memorial Day. So I can tell you I'm very excited about my cruise. But, you know, overall, we're not seeing any cancellations. Of course, you know, it's concerning when you see something like that pop up in news headlines. And, you know, we'll continue to monitor the situation, of course. But right now, we're not seeing any type of cancellation situation or major issue in that area.
I don't know if you collect data on stuff like this, but when you have the breakdown U.S. versus the state of Texas, do you see a lot of travelers within Texas over Memorial Day or later on with Labor Day where they like to stay in the state? Maybe they go from Dallas to San Antonio or Houston to Austin. I did see the I-10 corridor is extremely busy.
Yeah. So, you know, I-10 from Austin to Houston, going to be very busy, especially Thursday, Friday, and Monday when on the return. You know, a lot of the travel, of course, is in state here in Texas, but we look at 50 miles or more. It could be 1,200 miles or it could be 51 miles. Either way, you count the same in this forecast. But 3.2 million people traveling by car. You're going to have very busy roadways, just like we saw last Memorial Day. We saw 3.1 million people traveling by car. We see 3.2 million people this year. And you know, when we look at this forecast, there's a few things that they take into consideration, including gas prices, hotel bookings. We are one of the largest leisure travel agencies in North America. So we have a lot of data on where people are going and what they're doing. And some of the top destinations that you see in Texas are places like San Antonio, Austin, of course, Dallas-Fort Worth is on there, but also the Hill Country. And then your state parks are really popular over Memorial Day as well.
Are you actually seeing certain flight costs not as high this year as last year?
So that's the catch, right? If you booked early, you would have saved for Memorial Day. If you booked 60 days, 90 days out, you would have saved probably about 6% compared to last year. If you waited till now, you probably aren't going to save much. You might still be able to find a good deal. I recommend working with a travel advisor, but certainly, you know, when you look at it, year over year, there is a little bit of savings if you booked your flights early.
Orlando, Seattle, New York, Vegas, and Miami are the top destinations for people traveling all over the United States. Are those generally your most popular year over year, or do you see that changing quite a bit?
So these are trips booked through AAA Travel. Orlando, very popular. Of course, you have Disney, you have other attractions as well, Universal Studios. New York, also really popular. I'll be in New York before I go to Alaska, so I can tell you that's true. I see David laughing. No, those are the top destinations across the country where AAA members have booked their travel for Memorial Day.
Okay, let's talk about, since we're dealing with much higher gasoline prices around the state and the country, you obviously want to keep your car in the best shape you possibly can. Give us a rundown of some things that people should be taking care of before they leave for their Memorial Day travel and to make sure that they get the most bang for their gasoline buck.
Yeah, so historically, the top roadside emergencies we see during these warmer months are going to be dead batteries, flat tires, and engine problems. And of course, the heat exacerbates all of that. We've had a pretty mild spring here in North Texas, but temperatures are, of course, going to start creeping up soon. It's really important that you make sure your vehicle is road trip ready and ready for those summer temperatures. That means your tires are in good shape. You've checked that they're inflated properly. You've made sure that they have the right amount of tread and that it's even across each tire. Also, checking under the hood, those belts and hoses, make sure that they're not worn or torn, that all your fluid levels are filled up properly. And if you're not sure about something, definitely have a trusted mechanic take a look at your vehicle. The worst thing that can happen on your road trip, especially a holiday road trip, is break down and then you're stuck on the side of the road.
How important is it for people to also check, and I don't know how easy this is to do, what highways in major cities are under construction? Because even if your tires are all good to go, I had this for me personally. I was in San Antonio not too long ago, and I thought I blew a tire by hitting a pothole in some construction along I-35, and I didn't. But, for a few seconds there, it was kind of touch and go. Is that something that people need to be looking for?
Well, highways, of course, are constantly under construction due to maintenance, repairs, and growth. It is important to know and plan out your trip prior to taking off. Of course, there are apps that you can use, navigational apps like the AAA mobile app with TripTic feature, where you can see if you're going to be going through an area that's under construction or a work zone. But those are kind of hard to avoid at all costs. But sometimes you can find an alternate route because not only, of course, are they a little rougher on your car, probably you go slower. There's usually heavier traffic in those areas, especially over holiday weekends. So if you can find an alternate route, that's great, but you may not always be able to.
This is also the beginning of the summer travel season as people are getting ready to take summer vacations, and they may not necessarily fly all the time. And there are certain rules that might have changed for some people if they haven't flown in a long time. Talk to us about some of the things that people are going to need to know as they head to the airport.
Yeah, we now have a requirement at all U.S. airports where you have to have a real ID compliant driver's license or other acceptable form of identification, such as a valid passport. That's to board a domestic flight. So if on your Texas driver's license, if you look on it at the top right, there should be a star, and like a gold star. You're real ID compliant if you see that. Most people are by now, so it's really not as big of an issue as it was, say, a couple of years ago, but still important for people to be aware. If you haven't updated your driver's license in the last few years, you want to make sure that it is real ID compliant. Also, of course, get to the airport at least 2 hours early if you're flying domestic, three for international. And of course, we saw in the spring the TSA issues. Those have been resolved, but you could still have on a holiday weekend like this, extra security or extra long lines at security, I should say.
As you know, and something we've all been talking about, right smack in the middle of this summer travel season is the FIFA World Cup. And I'm curious if you're noticing an increase in travel between host cities. The reason why is because there are different regions within the different host countries, and Dallas and Houston are in a region that involves Kansas City. Are we going to see between June 11th and July 19th a lot of travel between those three cities?
I would imagine so. I would imagine you would see some. I haven't personally checked on that. We might be tracking that because that is something where I know FIFA is something we're well aware of. Around the time of those games, whether it's travel between those cities or just travel in the regional area, you're probably going to see heavier traffic just because of people coming to town, attending the games. I know we're partnering with Mothers Against Drunk Driving here at AAA to do a campaign about safety and awareness when it comes to impaired driving, because there's just so much excitement around these games and people will be celebrating. And so we want everyone to be safe.
Speaking, of course, about driving, we know that the prices at the pump just keep skyrocketing. How much higher are they going to go in Texas? I know around the rest of the country it's just absolutely insane, but in the last week or so we saw them jump 40 cents in some areas.
Yeah, so crude oil kind of dropped last week. We've seen a little bit of a break in the increases over the last few days, but today it's up again. And we've kind of seen this fluctuation now a few times. And so right now prices day over day dipped by a penny, right? Not much. It's still 403 in Texas. For the average here in North Texas, it's 406. But what will happen in the coming days, you're going to have more people hit the roadway. So you have pressure on demand. You also have crude oil prices, which at least have gone back up temporarily. So the idea that we're going to see lower prices is certainly out of the picture. I would anticipate that prices will be somewhere in the low $4 range. Depending on where you go, though, of course, it could be a little higher or a little lower.
When it comes to Texas, is it either, I guess, I don't know if it's worst case or best case, but should we anticipate for $4 gasoline to be around for a while?
It's quite possible, right? We simply don't know just because there's so much uncertainty around the conflict in the Middle East, the Strait of Hormuz, what's going to happen with the supply lane there. But the price of crude oil remains elevated. So there's no reason to see why gas prices would be coming down, at least not in the next few weeks.
The president announced that he's going to suspend the federal gas tax for at least a little while. There's been some requests for the governor to also suspend the state's gasoline tax. How much of an impact would that really have on the price of gasoline?
So when you look at the federal gas tax, that's 18.4 cents. Here in Texas, if that were to happen, that's 20 cents. So, you know, you're looking at 38 cents a gallon. Every little bit adds up, right? That's the pro when you look at it. The con to that is if it's prolonged, well, that could impact funding for highway construction and improvement. So if it were to be prolonged, it could become an issue where funding for roadway improvement could become an issue. But, you know, certainly everyone is looking for ways to save right now when it comes to fuel.
Obviously, the higher gasoline prices at the pump is also translating to higher fares at the airport. Could we also see higher prices associated with all travel in general because of this?
It's possible, right? So gas prices don't just affect what you pay at the gas pump. It affects all parts of our economy and all sectors, including food prices and other things. So yeah, certainly we could see more expensive prices if we don't see gas prices come down soon. But that's the big question. You know, there's a lot of talks of peace deals and things improving in the Middle East. We'll have to see how that plays out. It will have an impact and a ripple effect on crude oil prices and eventually gas prices, one way or the other, however it plays out.
Well, at least we don't have a hurricane to deal with quite yet. There is that. Daniel Armbruster.
I was going to say we're almost in hurricane season, David.
Exactly.
But that's a good point.
Daniel Armbruster from AAA Texas on today's Ask the Expert. Thank you so much.
Good to see you guys. Thank you.